Welcome back to Spanning the State. I am Kristen Bry. Happy Election Day. Please keep sending your I voted stickers if you voted today to 855-616-1620 to the Citing Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. I did vote this morning. I like voting on Election Day. It's very easy. There's never really a line, though I was number 91 early this morning, which was encouraging. But I like thanking my poll workers because I think it is a thankless job as far as people who choose to volunteer their time and do a civic duty. All right. April Fool's Day. I would love to imagine a world where this 100 million, because I think that's what we're going to end up seeing. At the last count was $81 million for this Wisconsin Supreme Court race. I think when it's all said and done, it will be well over $100 million, which is an insane amount of money to think about. But I would love nothing more for an April Fool's joke to be played on these consultants and dark money groups and Elon Musk and all the other billionaires who donated to this campaign that they put. We goaded them into all of this money only for them to find out that the whole thing was a ruse and that we're actually spending $100 million on PFAS cleanup or filtration system or mental health resources in schools or fixing our roads or any of the myriad of things that that much money could actually help solve. It has been, I wrote about this today for my op-ed because I know that we went through this. I know that we go through this in every close statewide election. We're used to it. Being a purple state, being a swing state in presidential elections, every midterms, whether it's a governor's race or U.S. Senate race or both, we go through it. And now we go through it with our Supreme Court races. We saw it in 2023 when we broke records at $56 million. And this year, we're probably going to close to double that, if not double it. And guess what? We get to do this every year through 2030. We do it next year. We do it in 2027. We do it in 2028. We do it in 2029. And we do it in 2030. And maybe there's arguments as, well, maybe it won't be as intense if the ideological balance isn't up for grabs. But I just don't see a world when we have the campaign finance laws in our state as they are, that this isn't our reality every spring, that we as voters are subjected to these terrible ads where if you're watching March Madness games with your kids and then your 8-year-old's like, hey, what's a rape kit? Because they saw it on a commercial or 2 years ago. I remember an ad from 2 years ago where there was talk about someone's head in an oven. They're violent ads talking about horrific things with zero trigger warning when you're just trying to watch local television. And to me, on this April Fool's Day, what it would have been such a great joke was the punchline of the very mediocre movie Irresistible from Jon Stewart that came out in 2020, which did take place in a fictional town in Wisconsin. But the plot of that movie was this mayoral race in a small town in Wisconsin that became a national proxy war for partisan politics. And, you know, everyone was involved and there was satellite camera crews there to see the election results. And it turns out the whole thing was a farce and the town itself had actually been funneling the funds that were coming in for the race into saving their town. Now, of course, that is not going to be the punchline of today. It's just not, right? We're going to wake up tomorrow and we'll do this again next year. We'll have midterms next year. So we'll get hit twice. And it just feels like the joke is on us, the voters, because all of that money is being spent on us, not for us. And I know that this is private money. These are private donors and billionaires. And some of the things that we need to fix are typically fixed through public money and tax dollars. But you just look at all the different things that this could, this gotch money could go to actually fix, and it's so gross. I don't know, and I don't think that's a partisan thing to say, because it's gross any way you slice it, as far as this money that just evaporates into media companies. And I know that we take, that this Good Karma Brands is one of them, as far as taking ad campaign ad money. But it's just, where does this money go? What does it actually fix? What does it do? And I just feel like, can we not come together and demand putting the genie back in the bottle? Because it wasn't like this before. It was 2015 with the, not to point fingers as far as Republican or not, but just the facts are the facts. And it was Republican legislature, and it was Scott Walker who decided to change the state campaign finance rules. And it became unlimited donations to the parties, and the parties could do unlimited donations to the candidates. And now, how are we not going to just outdo each year, every year? Because this is the makeup of our state, and I'm sick of it. And I just feel like coming together and advocating for our own sanity of being able to insist that our state lawmakers go back to what it was and actually introduce legislation that would end this insanity that we've created. And when we come back, I'm going to go through some of the Brennan Center recommendations, but I would love to hear from you. Like, how do you think we should fix him? I mean, and United Citizens United is a whole other thing, and who knows if that's ever going to come to pass, because that's at the federal level. But even just what we can do in Wisconsin, what do you want to do? Are you fine with this? 855-616-1620, the Citing Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We'll talk more about this after this. Welcome back to Spanning the State. I am Kristen Bry, and I am still on my soapbox for now, until we have some more fun after the bottom of the hour news, talking about the other most important thing you can vote on today, being the Tournament of Taverns. We talked about this a year ago, but Dive Bars of Wisconsin is back with their tournament, so we're going to be talking to Scott Small about that after the bottom of the hour news. But for now, I am still on my soapbox about, I feel like coming out of this election, where I'm going to put my energy outside of my job is advocating for Wisconsin state lawmakers to try to start introducing legislation to rein in this spending on our elections. Because over $100 million on this Supreme Court election, knowing that with seven justices that serve 10-year terms, we get to do this 7 out of 10 years. We are doing this for 6 consecutive years, and there's no indication that it's not going to be just as ugly, it's not going to be just as divisive, and it's not going to be just as expensive as it was this year. And at what cost? Like, what did you get out of any of these ads, besides maybe angry or just numb to them, that they'd come on and you'd roll your eyes, or having to explain to your kids what they're referencing, and is not kid-friendly ads, usually. And so I asked you, listening, one, I guess, if you're okay with this, but also, what solutions do you have as far as, because I put this out, this was part of my Journal Sentinel op-ed for the week, and we made a video out of it, and so I saw some of the comments coming in on that. But I would love to hear from you if you have a solution. Citing Unlimited, WTMJ, talk and text line, 855-616-1620. And the Brennan Center wrote about this as well, as far as it being the most expensive judicial election ever, beating the last most expensive judicial election ever, which was Wisconsin in 2023. And they threw out some suggestions. And so they said, at minimum, state laws could require full disclosure of who is spending and giving in judicial races. So we don't necessarily have that at the moment because of PACs and everything. States could also tighten ethics rules to ensure that judges don't hear cases involving their biggest backers, which we also don't have right now. It's up to, you know, Janet Protasiewicz, if she's going to step down, which she said she did, if there was any lawsuits involving the WISDOM, since they were such big donors to her campaign. But there's been plenty of situations in the past where Supreme Court justices have not recused themselves in Wisconsin with a case dealing with big donors. But the Brennan Center has also urged for years limiting judges to single terms, which could reduce the risk of re-election concerns or influencing their decisions. There's a thought of public campaign financing, and then we could also just go back to what it was before 2015, before they just created unlimited spending. And so some of the suggestions I saw, at least on social media, was 50% of campaign donations going to an improvement fund. And I think someone from the 262 texted that in as well, as far as half of everything that gets donated goes to a general like a general betterment fund, is what they called it. And I like that idea because it's just gross. I mean, if someone else, I think I saw commented being like, I left voting and saw the school where my polling place was doing a fundraiser. Right? And like, that is the joke. Like, how much $1 million that one of those two people who got Sunday night could go for a single elementary public school? Like, how many years does that create there for their budget? Like, what is their budget for a single year, let alone if $1 million helps for multiple years? And like, think about that of like, oh, I just spent, you know, we just spent $100 million on TV ads, and now I'm leaving and these kids are having like a bake sale trying to afford books. That's awful. Another suggestion I saw was taxing political spending. That could improve our budget. If you're going to spend $100 million here, the whole state benefits. That's something. I got one that said, can you imagine if political races were about who can out-donate to charity each other? So you just, like the celebrity Jeopardy of raising money for your chosen charity. But yeah, this just feels like something that we can all get behind. Maybe not. I don't know. There's obviously someone who's in favor of this continuing to happen. But I'm so grossed out by the whole thing. And so, end of rant. I'll get off my soapbox. When we come back, we'll talk about dive bars in Wisconsin, which is way more fun. But first, ABC News and local headlines. Welcome back to Spanning the State. I am Kristen Bry, and across the great state of Wisconsin, men and women, young and old, seek the legendary bar. Each year, the bar's name is whispered across the fields, shores, rivers, and hills of the Dairy State. Somewhere between the Northwoods and the Southern Counties, one bar stands above all others. It is your task to find it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dive Bars, Dives of Wisconsin presents the 2025 Tournament of the Taverns. Scott Small, welcome back to the show.
Absolutely well spoken. I couldn't have written it better myself.
I think you did write it. I think you did write it. Actually, I think I stole that immediately from or directly from your mouth. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. This is one of the best times of the year. We got college basketball going on. Everything's happening across the state, but it's ultimately Tournament of the Taverns time.
Our fifth year.
Yeah. So we've gone bigger and better than ever. And we've whittled it down by this point. So we're on our final eight bars.
So before you get too far, because for anyone, because you were here a year ago, talking about the Tournament of Taverns. So for anyone who, did not hear that interview, because that was a long time ago, explain what the rules are of the Tournament of Taverns.
Yeah. So basically throughout the year, we're posting different stories, different pictures about, bars across Wisconsin, the tavern state, and 32 of those bars get entered into a bracket that runs alongside the March Madness bracket, and we whittle it down by people voting on them across Instagram, Twitter, now X, Facebook, and the people get to pick what their favorite dive bar of the year is. It's ended up with bars in the Dells, Platteville. Last year, the bar that won was in Hurley, Wisconsin. And then during the summer, we go up to that bar or go out to that bar and throw them a big party.
Which is so fun. Yeah. How was the Hurley? Because what was the name of the bar in Hurley?
It was Chubb and Sandy's up in Hurley, Iron County. That was a long one. That was a 6-hour drive.
Yeah.
It's about as far of a drive as you can make.
You're
in
Wisconsin.
You're not
driving home after that, after that party. You're sleeping over.
No, we stayed at a Silver Street Motel downtown Hurley. But it was great. I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that half of the town came out
really?
To that bar during that day. And it's just good to shine light on kind of the smaller, small businesses that have been in these smaller towns or multi-generational and just a meeting place for people to go, you know, when they don't have anywhere else to go. Really.
Yeah, your watering hole, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think about that even in my neighborhood of being, it was funny because we had a friend in town back in August and he's Irish and they live in North, he and his wife live in North Carolina, and he was in our neighborhood. And he just loved, like, because there's a corner bar on so many different places and in many neighborhoods in Milwaukee, but our neighborhood included. And he was so jealous because he lived in, like, the suburb of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of just being able to walk to these different places and the bartenders know your name and it's so casual. Mm-hmm. And yes, the Irishman was very, very jealous of that. But it is. It's so part of our culture across the state.
Yeah, there's no other state like it either. I mean,
do you think that's true?
I think that's absolutely true. I think Wisconsin forever has been known as the dairy state. I've petitioned over the last couple of years to have it renamed as the Tavern State.
No
one has listened to me, but I've petitioned. And it's like baked into our history from pioneer times all the way through like currently. There's still this great tradition of taverns, bars, dives in Wisconsin. You don't find that even across the Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan border. It's just not there. It's not the right mix of people to be able to do that, I don't think.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about who's left in the Tournament of Taverns. And so we got 8 left. And when is the voting today through the 3rd to get to the Final 4?
So today, the 2 that you'll see, I brought in brackets, so
all
I'll
right.
explain this as well. But on the left side of the bracket, there's 4 bars. That voting is currently up right now.
Okay.
So I know that there's a very important thing that some people are voting on today that you definitely should go out and vote for. But you should also take time out of your day or tomorrow to vote for either Wolski's, Elbow Room, Elwood's Liquor, or Clyde's Corner. The next side of the bracket will start on the 3rd, run through the 5th, and then we'll go into the Foamy 4.
Okay, Foamy 4, nice. Yeah. I like that. So it's Wolski's?
Wolski's versus...
which is obviously here. Elbow Room is in Stevens Point.
Correct.
Elwood's, which I still contend was not a dive bar, but whatever, is in Milwaukee. Clyde's Corner is in Beldenville?
Beldenville. That's out in Pierce County, if you think... about as close as you can get to Hudson without being in Hudson.
Oh, okay.
Over by the cities.
All right, yep. So Mississippi River.
Yep.
Then in the other side of the bracket is AC Tap.
Yep, that's Door County.
Okay.
The part of Door County that doesn't have any wineries. it's farm fields out there.
Okay.
And that's a really, really old and historic spot in Door County that people really like.
All right, and then Varsity Club.
Varsity Club.
That's down here.
Yep, New Berlin, just outside of the Milwaukee city limits, really. Really, really good spot. Bigger bar there.
And then Ray's Place.
Ray's Place, Eau Claire. That's my sweetheart because I went to college in Eau Claire.
Okay.
Ray's Place is, it's on the college strip where you would see the college bars, but it's definitely not a college bar. Really, really good ham and cheese sandwiches there.
All right. And then finally, Champions Pub, also in Milwaukee. I have been to that one.
Yeah.
It's certainly a dive bar. Great place for St. Patrick's Day.
I would assume so. Yeah. They have a... Irish theme there.
Yeah.
And a really good Bloody Mary.
Okay, so of what's left, what have you not gone to?
I have been to every bar here.
All right, there you go. Because last year, Chubb and Sue's?
Chubb and Sandy's.
Sandy's.
Yes.
You had not been to.
I had not been to that, and that's a geographical issue.
Yes, Hurley's a little far.
But, yeah, I try to, you know, have places in the bracket that I've been to so I can speak to them personally. In reality, this is why maybe Wisconsin should be the Tavern State. There's more bars in Wisconsin than you could ever realistically go to if you have a full-time job. And I do. So I do rely on some of my followers from the far reaches of Wisconsin to be sending me their pictures and their stories and what to do at what bars if you're in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. But these 8 specifically, I've been to all 8 of them. A Milwaukee bar has never won. Tournament of the Taverns.
A Milwaukee bar has never won.
And there's 3 in the final 8, and none of them are facing each other. And if you consider New Berlin to be a part of Milwaukee, even though it's in Waukesha County, there would be 4. Never had it before. So
wow.
People have always kind of been angry that a Milwaukee bar hasn't won. But once again, I'm not the one who's voting. Yeah. My followers are the ones who vote. But Milwaukee seems to be on a hot streak right now. I'm surprised that Wolski's has never won. Because people love Wolski's.
And like, I feel like it's pretty notorious.
International.
Internationally
you can
acclaimed.
Go
to an Irish pub in Ireland and I close Wolski's. Because, you know, a lot of those folks come over here for the Irish festival. And so they know Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a guy tell me this story where someone he was talking to had put an I close Wolski sticker on Saddam Hussein's throne when he was serving overseas.
Very mixed feelings about that story.
Yeah, you will find them at, let's just say, every corner of the world.
Absolutely.
Every corner.
All right, so where can people find you? Where can people find where to vote? Give the people what they need to partake.
Yeah, so this is maybe the best part of it, is voting takes place over 48 hours for each of these, we call it the IC8 matchups. So from now until April 5th at about noon, you can vote for that first set. The following 2 days, the second set, you can vote on Twitter. There will be a poll available. You can also quote tweet the tweet for three more votes. You can vote on Instagram by commenting, Instagram by poll, Facebook by commenting, and Facebook by sharing.
Feels like a lot of manual addition on your part.
So much.
Having a central location that tallies it for you.
I have like a little notebook where I like tally everything up throughout it, and I'll tweet it out at the end of the tournament, but it's like, it's ridiculous. It looks like the scrawlings of a madman, but it makes sense to me, so that's
sure,
how I do it.
So we're just trusting you that you're not putting your finger on the balance.
If you can't trust me, who can?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. All right, so it's at Dives of WI on X/Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yes. Yep. And then TikTok as well, although there's no voting option on TikTok.
Got it.
The young folks like the TikTok, so we are there as well. Give us a follow. And maybe, a little sneak peek, there might be prizes for voting in later rounds. Some giveaways and stuff like that. But that is yet to be determined for sure.
Well, I'm going to vote for some Milwaukee area bars so I can actually go to the party this year.
It would be nice to not have to plan a party 6 hours away.
But how fun
Although,
for Hurley.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And that you have, there's
and
basically
a beautiful
no
time
laws
of year
to that
you
go
have to follow.
To that
part of the state. Yeah. So, all right, Scott Small, founder, creator of Dive Bars of Wisconsin. Go vote in the Tournament of Taverns 2025 across Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Dives of WI. All right. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a minute with more. Welcome back to Spanning the State. I am Kristen Bry. Big thanks to Scott Small from Dives of Wisconsin for stopping by for the 2025 Tournament of Taverns. But yeah, we covered a lot today. I turned back C-SPAN back on the YouTube Live. Senator Tammy Duckworth is speaking right now, but I don't know if I don't think he's taking a break. I don't exactly know the rules of how this works, but it has been over 19 hours that Cory Booker has been filibustering. So he still seems like he's got a lot of energy. This feels like an Iron Man, which is also something I never want to do, but hats off. So I can't wait to see how this ends. And so, you know, Cory Booker is an interesting one because he seems like one of those people who is so genuine that it's like kind of borderline cringe sometimes. But I do think he's one of the good ones as far as really believing what he speaks about. And he's very much standing on it today. Oh, yep, there he is. Just went back to him. He is still talking. He is still standing. He is still pacing. He still seems like he has a lot of energy. And the live stream is up to 64,790 people are watching this live stream right now, which is, I don't know, they're probably not working. Maybe they are. I don't know. But also wanted to just come back to some of the suggestions as far as campaign finance reform and some ideas of what we could do here in Wisconsin so that we're not subjected to the chaos of $100 million Supreme Court race every spring for the next until 2030, because we have an election for the Supreme Court every year until 2030. And from the 920, campaign finance reform is needed. Some ideas: eliminate PACs, Donations can be made by U.S. citizens eligible to vote in the district, geographic region being represented by the candidate. Donations are limited to $100 or $1,000 per person, one donation per person per candidate. Any political ad that is created for a candidate must be approved by the candidate. And that is from Rhonda and Dave Hutchinson. So thank you for your suggestions. From the 414, out-of-state donors pay a 50% tariff to Wisconsin. I feel like people might like that because if you think about how much taxes Wisconsinites pay to Illinois to go buy a certain substance that is can be legally bought there that cannot be bought here, maybe we could get some of that money back when J.B. Pritzker donates to Wisconsin elections. but either way, I don't know. I think I'm going to be on this for a while as far as campaign finance reform and what we can do in Wisconsin and trying to put some pressure on our lawmakers, because this was not ideal. And I don't really know if you can point to any of these. And also, I just feel like they're dishonest. They do no service to civic engagement as far as understanding what the Supreme Court actually does, because they're talking about all these criminal cases and being soft on crime, but that's not the cases that the Supreme Court even hears. So is that how we should be judging our judges and if they're good enough and qualified to do the job? There's a lot there. But once again, we'll come back and finish up. But if you have not voted yet, make sure you vote today. Polling place you can find at myvote.wi.gov. But stay with us, and we'll wrap things up after this. I believe it's time for me to fly. Indeed, indeed, it's time for us to wrap up and get ready to hand it over to Wisconsin's Afternoon News. But just a final plea to get out there and vote. Rita, have you voted yet?
I will be doing that right after the show today.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right across the street from me, so yeah, I have time.
That's the thing. I feel like sometimes, especially when you live in a more urban setting, they make it close. You get to say hi to people, get your sticker in person. Because when you absentee vote, that is the biggest downside. It might be very easy, but you don't get the sticker. But that is a good reminder. If you did mail in your absentee ballot, another thing you can do on myvote.wi.gov is track your ballot. So if you go to the homepage, there is one of the options that you can go through on their menu is tracking your ballots. So you put in your name and your address, and it will show you if it's been received, if it's been counted, if it's still in the mail, because I know there were some questions last fall on what happened and wanting to make sure that your vote got counted. So you can do that, but please send in any pictures that you have, 855-616-1620, of your I voted stickers if you voted today. But get out there, make your voice heard, and we may have a show tomorrow, depending on how quickly the Brewers play. Probably not. So if we don't see you tomorrow, we'll see you on Thursday. But stick around for Wisconsin's Afternoon News, and we'll see you later.